record that.
We should put that within the recording. I think I should lay a beat behind that. Something like that.
Just hit a button. Then what if the button gets stuck? What the heck is wrong with this dude?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Side Hustle Radio.
Radio.
You know who this be. The standing boyfriend, Mr. Make You Look Back At It. F. Chulo.
You know.
And I'm his partner in crime, Mr. Blend for Blend. Mix Master Sensei, Mr. Ones and Twos, Mr. I Don't Give, beep, 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 DJ.
Ohio Fleet DJ official, DJ Depoy's in the building.
DJ Depoy's on everything, too, at the same time.
Make my own sound effects. See, I would have had the sound effects this week, but
where's the cord?
Somebody had to go have me go run and do stuff right before the show, and I ain't had time. I guess I could have ran and got it between the break, so I gotta make my own sound effects. What was I gonna say? Okay, so here's the new thing amongst rappers now, and I'm not gonna do this. Cause I'm cool with me, myself, as I am. I'm happy with myself. Meaning, the new thing with rappers is now is getting hair implants.
Hair implants.
Yeah.
Where at? On their face or
on their hair? On their head.
Hair implants. Oh, you're not looking at me. Why are you just squinting over here? Looking at me, squinting. Oh, this is my hair.
Because, you know, a lot of brothers don't have a full head of hair no more. You know, this stuff be bald or you know, anymore, you just don't know. You know,
yeah.
Okay, example, LeBron. We knew LeBron early in his career was going bald.
Yeah,
now he got
yeah.
a full hair of hair. Tyson, remember back in the day he had that bald spot?
Oh, yeah, yeah, he had the little halo.
Yeah, not no more.
You serious?
He got full head of hair now.
Oh, jeez.
Speaking of Tyson.
Won't he do it?
He down with beard gay now.
Tyson with the beard?
It's all gray. The whole beard is just gray.
He was
I saw something where he was talking to Young Blood about how to box. You know, Mike was with that duck.
Hit
you from the, around in your back. And he be in front of you, and you look up, and Mike behind you, and slack you in your back, in the back of your head. He was showing the young boxer, you know, how to do it. And I was thinking, Mike should be a damn
coach.
Yeah, that would be dope. We need another Mike Tyson.
But the thing is, I'm a Wilder fan, so you know, Wilder fight in like 2 weeks. But the thing is, they said a person like a Mike Tyson, a person like a Michael Jordan, it's hard for them to be a coach like that because once when you've been so successful, like Michael Jordan said, if he was to start coaching basketball or start playing around basketball, his competitiveness would come back. Then he wanted to do it full time. So that's why he said he don't want to touch your basketball. He don't want to do that. He's like, nah, I'm good. I stay away from it. So I think Mike Tyson probably want to come back and try to fight.
I don't know. I ain't saying he couldn't because he looked like he in better shape
like
now
said,
than he was the last when he fought Buster.
Again, like I said, I would never mouth off to Mike regardless right now. Yes,
yeah.
sir?
Okay. Right.
But I want him to snap on me or anything. You know,
you know, because Mike used to just play box with people and be like, knock it off, Mike.
Oh, God.
He was one of them dudes. He would go to school. This dude, big old dude, always want to box somebody. Knowing
yeah.
that his light punch
playing.
Would hurt.
Mike, stop touching me. Mike, stop.
Mike, we playing, Mike. I ain't even hit you hard.
Man.
I'm bruised, bro.
He's the one you don't want to play slap boxing.
Right. Yeah. Oops.
Oh, I didn't mean to hit you in your eye. Yes, you did.
I ain't mean to knock you out. You all right?
So you saying that the new rap thing is to get here plugs.
Yeah, hair plugs. They said Tiger has them.
Tiger like he was going bald, though. Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Trey? What's that dude name? Trey? Trey Lorenz? Hair plug. He admitted it.
You mean?
The singer.
Wow. Oh, the one from Canada. That dude.
I don't know where he's from. He has that accent. So yeah. I don't know. I know he ain't American.
Yeah. Yeah, he from Canada. Yeah. He like the type of word.
New Nate Dogg of the millennium. That dude will be on everybody's record now. You ain't got nothing unless you got Trey Lorenz on the record.
Well, that's what the Canadian dudes, they want to lace everybody's stuff to make them popular. So, hey, can I be on your track for free?
I'm thinking about electrolysis. I'd rather be bald. I'd rather not have any hair. Oh, I would be like Montel.
I thought you were going to be a black tie.
What was I going to say about Oh yeah. You remember when he shaved all the hair off his face and he thought he was like, he started acting like he was younger. Montel, the TV show. I had this discussion about dudes that don't have no hair on their face. Don't have a mustache, nothing.
Why you keep looking at me, bro?
You got a mustache.
Okay, thank you. I got my
You know, purposely just rape face. Just purpose. So wait, bro. Every day you wake up and you shave your face clean. Every day. Nah. And then have a shadow after, they get up at 6 o'clock. 8:30, they got a shadow. So it is like, well, bro, just grow a beard. Because, I mean, you halfway through, you it's 2 hours since you got up and you already got a shadow. Look like you got a beard. Just grow a beard.
Yeah, let's grow a beard. Yeah.
I don't look right in the beard. Okay, you look better with a rape face. Okay.
Looking like a cop.
Yeah, exactly. Or a politician. Why politicians don't have no hair on your face? Is that a rule?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I can't think of one. Let me see.
I can't think of one either.
Oh, man. Well, you'll never be president. Why? Because you got a beard. And we don't elect people with beards to be in the office.
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I got to find that out, That's a good question.
I'm pretty sure there is, but they're not as successful as a rape face. Well,
I know candidate. Like that. I know that one politician out of Texas, Al Green, he has a mustache.
How well is his career going?
Well, he's the first person that brought the impeachment thing on Donald Trump. He's like day four. He's like, we going to impeach him.
So the plan is to have him out of here by Christmas. They try to force it all together by Christmas. That would be a great Christmas gift.
That would be a marvelous Christmas gift. That was happening.
And this fool keeps going to sporting events.
Oh, but no, that's his new thing now. So you got to look, the World Series, that big UFC fight,
right.
He wanted to show up.
Right.
The big Alabama LSU game today, he showed up.
Did they boo him at that one too?
West Alabama. Well, they probably
right, yeah,
there,
they probably,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So the thing is, I want to see, come to the big Ohio State game.
Right.
See what happened there.
Right. Oh, man. We got a guest.
All the way from H.
Hi-yo. Funny story. How we came across this artist. I was with the wife leaving Kroger. I know in some places it's not called Kroger. Well, it's like our local grocery store or whatever. And you got to understand that sometimes things are put in the universe for you to connect with people for a reason. I believe in the universe brings you together with certain people for a reason, or makes things happen for a reason. So we walk in and I hear this brother, these two brothers walking. Yeah, and we're going to get on this podcast and, you know, and then we're going to do this. And again, Sunshine said, excuse me, you do a podcast? Nah, we're going to be on a podcast. Oh, well, check this out. You know, my husband here, you know, he do a show. You know, we do this and that. Oh, Rurb. Yeah, whatnot. And long story short, we traded information. And, you know, that was right before the birthday bash. So, you know, we couldn't get him on that week, you know. And so we've been communicating. And he from, you know, 614-OH. So it had to happen, you know, especially coming from the hometown, you know.
Family.
Gotta show love. So
gotta show love, yeah.
Here we are. And hopefully we'll get him on the show in a couple minutes and
chop it up and see what's going on with his music and see where he's at.
Yeah. But first, we will play that Dave East and Nas.
What's that name of that Dave East album called? Survival?
The album's called Survival.
From his new released album, Survival, Dave East featuring
Nas. Can you believe that?
What's the title of this track, man?
Godfather.
Oh, okay. Let's get this. Be right back after this. Side Hustle.
Chicago, you're still shooting up. In Boston, you're still shooting up. At Queensbridge, stay shooting up. Even in Wichita, it's Wicked. You see a mic stand lit up under the spotlight, a silhouette of a man slaying beats that knock right. I treasure whenever niggas or rhetoricals hit orchestral tracks and nail it. Smooth black velvet and rap intelligent, but then it's just a low percent who blow on some knives big and over shit. No offense, but I was over with finding young spitters with names I remember. Dave. Jay Rose. Dissing your idols, kill your future, less your idols souped up. Jamaica Ave Nas, cherry drop cooped up. Still hitting clubs, grimy niggas occasionally shoot up. Bang, bang, pow, pow, these snorters still toot up. My dead granddad came to my cousin through a psychic. I don't really like it, pay prices for afterlife advice. Gets kinda double jumbled, prefer to take my chances. Who gets out alive? Nobody got the answers. All we got is questions. I told my bitch, she hit the genetic lottery. Love it when she lied to me. A friendship is built over time and trust too. But trust is a contract that constantly needs to be renewed. For peace and solitude, peace and solitude, peace and solitude. Trust me and love me, I trust you and love you. Could you really show love? Like a tree falling in the middle of the forest. Nobody heard your shit drop, it's really garbage. How come rappers you claiming I got my style from? Never power and ten for my mint. No diss to them men who got it in. This is now, that was then. Different style, different bends. As clear as the difference you resorting to. Distorting the truth, rhyming. My offspring, these youths walk in my shoes.
Yo, big bro, I'm from the ice pick era. Light skin terror, thought I could sell this dope until my life get better. Hieroglyphics got them tatted on us, so it's hard to miss us. Reminiscing my uncle sniffing the Lionel Richie Soul Train over breakfast. Lexus across the tri-barrel, they not thorough. How you my brother, you not thorough.
Soul Train over breakfast, Lexus across the tri-barrel, you not thorough. You not my brother, you not jungle. A whisper of death, a kiss of life. From Sade lips, my wish for life. My neck wearing exotic material. So excited I'm still here with you. I cried about it with a sinister smile. What's notable, I've been winning a while. I'm a dazzler, ancient astronaut from the Dogon tribe. Gangsta tatted up, time traveler nines. How I'm unraveling this major paper and blast niggas like a navy laser. System activated, board the cabin orderly fashion. I'm glad you made it, I'm the captain. Flight time, 3 minutes, won't be serving lunch or dinner. Your comfort is my concern. You could burn it if you feel it. We'll be cruising at 40,000 feet. Your in-flight movie is Godfather 4, starring me and Dave East.
First class for the whole flight. Go ahead and lean your seat back. No lunch or dinner menu, but got champagne if you drink that. Stewardess is models gelato. You can bring it on the pilot cool. I snuck in the cabin so I could see the storm. Joe Clark, the one that they leaning on. I just took my shoes off. Shorty across the aisle look like Lena Horne. 40,000 feet, my Wi-Fi still cracking. You niggas is still packing. This flight about to land. Pick your seat up, secure your area, clean up your mess. Half the seats Louis Vuitton. We double G'd up the rest. We don't even acknowledge the ones you seem to impress. Don't forget your charger, we can fly whenever, be my guest.
Yeah.
Fuego. Fire. Fuego. Hey, that was Dave East.
Did Alexa just answer you?
Did she just... Get your girl in the control over here, please.
Ah, man, Alexa.
Okay. Hey, that was survival. See, there you go. Why you call her? Oh, God. Okay, so that was Dave East. New album, Survival, featuring that song called Godfather, featuring Nas.
Like, that was nasty Nas right there.
Man, that was nasty. That was the Nas that I grew up with right there.
You know?
Metaphors after metaphors after metaphors on that one, man. So,
yeah. Woo!
So here we go, bro. All the way from the 614. Hey, that's where we at. 614. We have a family member in the building. You know, anytime you're from Columbus, you're family. You're family.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, and we're going to let him know he's the prince of Columbus right now. And that's G is in the building.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Thank you.
Hey, what's up, G? Hey, G, what side of town you from? What side of town you from?
I'm from the east side, but I lived on, like, the north side. I lived on the west side, and I be on the south side a lot, but east side, that's where I'm from.
The east side? Where on the east side?
I grew up, like, Maryland Park Apartments. That's, like, Nelson Road, Greenway.
Okay.
Yeah, like around in that area. My grandma, she stayed on Pembroke.
On Pembroke?
So that's like, East Side of Tigers.
Yeah, oh, okay. He's in the marching band. That's the only marching band in Columbus that has a parade at the beginning of every football season. So they march from the high school to the football stadium, because you know their high school is not the football. They march from high school to the stadium. They had their own parade, bro. Only high school.
Right.
Oh, that ain't even homecoming.
No, that's not homecoming. That's just a regular game.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Yeah, bro. They trying to show you how we do it big in Columbus.
So you went to East High School?
Nah, but my family did. Like, my older family, like aunts, uncles, they went there. I actually went to Groveport, though.
Okay.
It's the two of the birds.
Birds. Try to show me something different.
The country birds.
We're going to let you roll like we did. Hey, don't sleep on Groveport.
Nah, man. Yeah. Man, they went on their head. They like 8-1 this year. They did it big this year on the field.
Come off the influx up there. You know, they got some good team. They got some color in the team now. So that's why.
Yeah. Shout out to the coach, Coach Schoon. We had him when we were there too, actually.
Okay. Man. So for those who do know you, G, for those who don't know you, tell us who you are and where you from.
Yeah, so like basically, my name G. My name is real name is George, though. A lot of people that know me in Columbus. G or Gio. I grew up actually down south in South Carolina for about 8 years, but I was born here though in Columbus. So like my whole aura and energy is all Columbus, just Midwest. You know, the whole flow, but you know, straight in your face and real. You know, I love it.
So you got a touch of everything there.
Yeah, that's what's up. For sure. Yo, my dad, he's actually born in Cleveland, and my mom was born here in Columbus. So, like, I got like a little mixture of, like, you know, there and here.
Man,
he got DNA from both parts of the states.
Right, for sure. Yeah, the land. The Yo, too, actually, Youngstown.
He went from the Yo to the land.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. I'm a little just all off my family, though. You know, not like friends or nothing. Like just my family.
Hey.
Touch the area, all the area codes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Man, so, man, how long you been doing music, man? Because we read a little bit about your bio, and Family do music too, and
Actually, my uncles, my last name is White, and they did a little bit with the Ohio Players. They got down with some production. I can't go into too much because I don't know that much details about it. I just know my uncle Don White, he got down with them with some production, did some shows. I got family in Cali, cousin named Tiffany. Tiffany White, she's with Girlalicious. She did some music. Like, I just got some music all in my family. But for me personally, I've been doing music since, I'd say, maybe four. Like, I had this little piano thing I'd be playing a little beat on, just keep doing the same thing. My family, they brothers and sisters, they make fun of it, but I say I got more serious with it when I was 13.
Huh. Okay. It's, you're still doing it. And
yeah, definitely.
You got a your own label or situation going on right now, or?
Well, at first it was more like my brothers and them. They had the label. They were called Midwest Murder Boys, and that was the label that they had. And now, like my dad, he's got a label called Alter Ego. I'm kind of like affiliated, but Legion of Doom, that's like what I created a while back, and that's like the label that I have. I don't have any artists on it. It's just me myself, but you know what I mean. I'm just pushing that. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, ain't nothing better than to sign yourself. You know what I mean?
Hey, yeah. Sign yourself. You're right. And the Legion always starts with one.
Right.
True that. So you know what it's going to be. Oh, you looking for some new artists, bro? I heard you guys.
Yeah.
That was coming.
Wow, so your dad.
Nah, man, for real.
So your dad has a label. Your brothers have a label. And you have a label. Man, you and your family, yo. Man, how do y'all, you know, like, so you gonna be in my label? Nah, I'm gonna go ahead and do my own label.
Yeah. I'd say my brothers, they're not pushing it as much. I know, like, once I, like, you know, hopefully get to do more shows and, you know, more public and with the music, that they could, like, you know, come back around and take it more serious, you know.
So okay. You can sign them to your label.
Yeah, that's actually like the whole plan. Cause like the Midwest Murder Boys, that's what it was. And I was like, you know, for it to be like worldwide how I want it, it's kind of like a little vulgar to just be called the Midwest Murder Boys. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, let's do Legion of Doom, yeah. And you know, we can come back and revamp it, and it'd be, you know, more pleasant to the ear when you hear it.
I know what you're talking about. We yeah, you know, it might frighten
the whites.
Yeah. I mean, you know, here in the Midwest, that's how we get down, though. We can catch that, like, Midwest, okay, y'all hot, y'all real. Somewhere else, though, like, I'm not picking that album.
But, you know, someplace like Iowa, you know,
the whites.
It might be some white people in that group, so it ain't gonna.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Straight up.
So
how did you, like I said, so you gave us a brief description on how you got to your music. What made you still what made you still pursue music?
It definitely have to be the love that I have for it. It's like a few various artists that I've like listened to over the years, and the connection that they had to the music, I just felt the same way. You know, like, I love it so much. Like, you know, just to bring up a person like Pac, like, you know, he was in prison and he was going through so much, but he still had a connection to music, even though we didn't hear any of it at that time he was writing it. You know, and then when he got out, and then he pushed it, and it's like, damn, bro, it's just so high. But it was like, this is something he had wrote when he was going through something. So, like, you know, when I had that, I felt I had that same connection to music, that even though I'm, you know, I got something going on, I could still write music, or, you know, still relate my situation to people, even though, you know, my struggle was here or now or, you know, something to come. So.
Okay. It's just that pure love, that pure love.
Yeah, man, definitely. Yeah.
So who are some, so you like Pac. Who are some of the other influences when it comes to your music?
Okay. Like one of my other biggest inspirations is like Mobb Deep. That's because I have to say, like, at that time I got into music like around like, well, heavy, like consciously into like wanting to write. I was like 13, 14. And Mobb Deep, when they were hot, they were like 18, you know, and I thought that was like the peak, starting to, like, you know, my teens and wanting to, you know, like really get down in the streets and just do, you know, that whole life. And Mobb Deep, it was so like vivid what they were saying, and it was just so relatable into what we had going on here in Columbus with the gangs and drugs and girls. But Mobb Deep was just like, it was just a picture every time I listened to a song. Like,
oh wow. Well, that's real. That's real.
Yeah, definitely.
Rest in peace, Prodigy.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace, OG, for sure, man. I love. If, I remember when I was young, I listened to him. I couldn't decipher between Prodigy and Havoc. I didn't, you know what I mean? It was just so sweet. So it was like, I loved that group so much, though, back in the day, for sure.
They like the, I'm a lot older, so. That when I was coming up, it was like Run DMC. So they was like the Run DMC.
They was the hood.
Well, you know, Run DMC got hood for a minute. It didn't work too well.
When they first came out, then they started singing Walk This Way. You know?
Oh no, they got harder.
They
got harder after that. They came out with something called The Avenue, and you know. Licking shots, and it was like, run?
No, because Jay.
Run?
Jay got tired. He like, hey, we get too soft.
Then he did Onyx, so, you know.
Yeah, Jay.
You can't get no harder than Onyx now.
Onyx was just angry. Jay's like, I'm mad. I'm finding some mad people with me because y'all ain't doing music right.
Bro, I love Onyx, bro. Them niggas was
crazy. Onyx is the truth, bro. Them some angry dudes right there, bro.
Black skinheads.
Yep.
Put your mouth on the curb. What?
right.
Shun. Shun.
They were just angry. But then, like you said, I see what you said about Mobb Deep. Mobb Deep was like a round DMC.
I had Run DMC, and then I had EPMD. The duos was beastie.
Oh yeah.
And then after them, it came Mobb Deep. So after that, right. I don't know who came after Mobb. There wasn't no more really duos like that after Mobb. Really, was it? You know?
What about Smith and Wesson?
Smith and Wesson? Yeah. It's about the same time.
Okay. Look, he's trying to show us up. He's trying to show out. I'm not a prince for nothing.
Yeah, you dropping some... He's dropping some hip hop knowledge on us, you know?
I know this guy.
Yeah.
I know his story.
I don't play. I'm a prince. I don't play. Prince G.
Hey, man. Hey, man, look, respect. I'm gonna wear the crown with respect.
But yeah, after that, it's hard to find a duo group now. Is there a duo group now?
Last one was Outkast.
Yeah.
Probably. Right. Probably. Yeah. So would that be something you might want to do again? Do a group situation again? Or you...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually, like, to be honest, I'm like looking for people, you know what I'm saying, to try to do duos and collabs. It's a few artists in the city that, you know, I've tried to reach out. It's just never like linked up all the way. And it's a couple I've done did like freestyles with and stuff like that. So it's ones I don't even, I'm not even intending to do nothing with because I already know. I'm not trying to put it in a place where the music needs to be a certain way, but we are original, you know, Ohio, Midwest, we are original sound, and we kind of diverting it to the wrong directions with our music.
Are we about to have church? You about to preach? Okay, explain to us real quick.
Guys, you telling the truth.
First off, like, you know what I'm saying, Bone Thugs, that was like one of my biggest inspirations. Right. They hit the scene, and I thought they were Cali because it was with Eazy-E.
Yeah.
You know, and then I got some history on it, and it was like, and then I got Crucial Conflict, and it was like, okay, mm-hmm. Midwest. Okay, Midwest. Now we got something. You know what I'm saying? Twister. And yeah. then, you know, okay, now we got, we really have our own sound. It's just digging it and finding, you know what I'm saying, where it really is at.
And he is, that's facts. These are facts that he's talking about. Yeah. Bone had their own sound.
Right.
Columbus, right. I mean, Ohio right. is the birthplace of what? Funk. We have our own right. style. And, you know, Cali came in trying right. to steal it. Dre. Trying to,
right. call y'all, right.
trying to steal our funk.
Straight.
But like you said,
straight.
We have our own style. But a lot of artists, and I think that's what we ran into, a lot of artists from right. Ohio, well, not from Ohio, but we're going to say Columbus. I'm going to put Columbus in it. They're trying to yeah. sound like artists that's from the South right now. They're trying right. to sound like the Amigos and stuff.
Yeah.
And then that's where we have the right. issue is. I'm like, you're not original. You're being like someone you're hearing right now. You're not being yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing that we took right. a, we took a liking to your music because I'm like, okay, right. you get he,
his own
gets
identity.
It. He gets it.
Right.
You get your own
thank
identity.
Yeah, bro. I spent some days and nights, bro, honest, crying, you know, just feeling the music and feeling the sound that I wanted and trying to get it a certain way. It's just a lot of people is just trusting yourself and trusting that ability to keep going. You know what I'm saying? And not, like, you know, getting sucked into that hole of what you hear. You know what I mean? It's just keep believing in yourself and keep going, you know?
Man.
Facts.
You're right. You're right. We need that back. We need that identity. Ohio identity right. again. Not, because we always try to show love to the home team first. But yeah. sometimes you can't tell. Is this that Drake? Is that Gucci?
Right.
No, I. You know something. I right. could deal with. I could deal with a Drake or a Gucci, but most of the time we get the Amigos.
Yeah,
that's the part right. that can get
yeah.
me.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Right.
Right. Okay, man. Well, let's bless the world with one of your tracks, man.
Can
you,
sure.
Can you go ahead and set it up for us?
Yeah, okay, so let's do the Lurking first. That was the one I just, like, I came up with the hook first, and I was just really in love with the hook, you know what I mean, and the vibe of that, and I was like, I gotta come up with some words, and usually when I come up with a song, I always come up with, like, the vibe, or, like, the title, or, you know, like, the feel of how I want people to capture this song. So, like, Lurking and, you know, just that whole Midwest getting down, you know, when it's time to get down. So, you know, it's Lurking.
Hey, he's Lurking. Get down to the get down. This is G. Lurking. Be right back.
Yeah.
Shout out Niecy, baby. What's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. From the Natty to Columbus, bro, we got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Homie, I've been lurking. Let me catch you slipping on the mission. This is just how it is. When you slip and slide, bitch, you be riding. Surprise when you see who it is. Y'all been lurking. Let me catch you slipping on the mission. This is just how it is. When you slip and slide, bitch, you be riding. Surprise when you see who it is. Tuck on me, G. I'm coated in Captain Cold. Leader of the villains going strong. Even though I may be unknown, you can feel the real in my song. I'm from the hood, but shit ain't safe. Money, Mitch, nigga, where you're safe. I ain't the one to play with. I'm insane. When you sit the race, or you feel it's rage. Got a couple niggas. Dime. Run it up and I rewind. I'm just trying to Tony Hawk the grind. Make it happen for this last time. Cause I can remember days losing my sight. Feeling things would never get right. So I hustle night time to daylight. Just picture me rolling for the hard times. Cause you know that I'm going live. Let me catch you slipping on a mission. This is just how it is. When you slip and slide, bitch, you be riding. Surprise a witness, see who it is. I've been lurking. Let me catch you slipping on a mission. This is just how it is. When you slip and slide, bitch, you be riding. Surprise a witness, see who it is. Black tee with the black jeans and the black shoes. I'm making moves, black Tom Cruise. I'm on a mission, being needs with the worst intent. intentions. Yeah. Kick your front door off the hinges. Or just like Santa, I just might sneak in. It's hard to have time for thinking when you're barely eating. Get focused, your dreams. So I feel him in the fast lane. On fire in the propane. Spitting me rolling, I'm on my way. I'm taking what's mine, being diligent with time. Cause being broke, help me innovate. Damn. I came from no struggle with no love. Wanted money, murder, sex, and drugs. But being so clouded, it's hard to elevate. So I had it sober. Let me catch you slipping on a mission. This is just how it is. When you slip and slide, bitch, you be riding. Surprising when you see who it is. I've been lurking. Let me catch you slipping on a mission. This is just how it is. When you slip and slide, bitch, you be riding. Surprising when you see who it is.
All right. Hey, that's Lurking. That's G.
Yeah.
From a 614.
Yes, sir.
I can't feel the realness in the words that you say. I picked that up off top. Like, oh yeah, for sure.
The realness in the words that you say.
For sure.
We just said church. I don't have to go to church in the morning, y'all.
Man. I think that was the first one we played. I was like, oh yeah. Yeah. This dude got some bars here.
I don't feel the realness in the words that you say.
Just because they didn't catch it, I had to repeat it for him real quick.
You know, for real. Oh, you done killed 20 people on this song. Come on, bro. How you still rocking the streets, bro?
He done killed a legion of people.
Right. He done sold 20 keys. Rolled 20 whips. All on one record, bro.
I can't feel the realness.
There ain't no realness in that. And he got 20 mansions. Look. He done been the Dominican Republic. Back to Florida, back to Miami, on one plane, bro.
One plane.
With some dope in his pocket. You know what I'm saying? He got through the TSA and everything, bro.
He don't do TSA. He got private jet.
Oh, he got private jet.
He don't do TSA. He go private jet.
Come on, man. TSA. I don't believe the words that you say, man. Come on, man. I think you was throwing a little shade there, wasn't you?
Forget him. I don't care what he said.
Yeah, I don't like that G dude, man.
I was capping and all that. I was capping.
Man. Oh, man, that's a real ass record right there.
That's weird.
For sure, bro. Because look.
Man. I wish.
All the things he said, this is no Bow Wow challenge.
See.
And he's really from the CO.
I got something for him.
Oh, man. Okay, so let's just assume that.
Best thing he could do is do a feature. Let's just do a feature.
I was going to say, Bow called, man. He said, what's up? We going to do that record or what? You'd have to carry that joint because he ain't from Ohio no more. He's from Atlanta, you know. Come on, man.
No doubt.
He came out the gate talking about, you know, Columbus, the town and all that, and now you don't even claim us no more, man. That's whack, man.
It's hard, man. I understand. It's hard here, but never giving up, though, you know.
But like I said, there's nothing like the Ohio boys, you know. That's why Ohioans are the original players. That's why we call the Ohio players. You know, we all have our own swag, the land, the bus, Dayton, the yo, the nasty natty. Right. We all have our own swag, people can't stand us being from Ohio. Yeah, like you better than us. We probably are.
You know? For real. But everybody fuck with us though.
Yeah.
You know, they always shoot movies here. All the rappers fuck with niggas from here. All females. You know, everybody fuck with Ohio though.
Yep. We just we need more artists, man, like you to come out and keep it 100. Because I mean, no disrespect to, there are some rappers in the CO that really can rhyme and lay down some dope tracks, but they don't get the shine of the copycatters or the The sounded like cats that sound like what's on the radio, which radio right. need to switch back to what people want to hear as opposed to what, you know, sales or so they say.
Payola.
Payola, right. Man, come on, man.
I definitely agree.
That track, man, who did the production on that?
Yeah, that was my homie, Ali. I used to go to school with him, actually. 808. It's 808, excuse me.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called 808.
Oh, okay. And,
he a beast.
Yeah, man, that's my homie. Man, he called. He surprised me when he shot me the track back. Now, I played the second one, because I got like 3 copies of him. And I played it back. I'm like, damn, oh man, it sounds a lot different than the first one.
808s. Okay. Hey, look up Ali.
Yeah, on
there.
South High Street.
Alright.
On South High. Okay, look up Ali. 808s. I like that. Oasis.
Yeah.
From Thailand in the CO in Ohio in the CO too, man. It's just
yeah, man. He make beats too.
Oh, artist. Holla.
Yeah,
Holla.
Man.
808
Aces.
I like
it's
that.
Eight, okay. It's 8 Aces. 8 Aces.
Like Oasis?
Yeah.
Like the barrage of the place, Oasis.
Yeah, place
yeah,
you would
I
go.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. His name is Ali. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
That's
okay.
Clever. That's
yeah,
clever.
Ali. Yeah.
So did he do all and, your... he do a lot of your production and your music right now, or...
Yeah, I'm gonna have him. Yeah, definitely this new product. I'm gonna have him do. But actually, who I used to do all my old work with was Ty Wills at Stay Beat Studio.
Okay.
He's really good too.
Okay, we got to get all these producers and these more artists on the show, man. From the CO, man.
Yeah.
It's just Don't nobody, you know. And let me just say this, man.
It's not our fault.
Let me just say this, man. I think the universe made this connection because you know, walking with the wife, and just so happy we picked up on your conversation. And I just like, hey, you know what? Y'all do this, y'all do that, and you know that you know what I mean. I might be weird about that, but I believe that you know. There's a spiritual connection and angels and stuff make things happen for a reason, man. I think we were supposed to connect to make this interview, especially the fact that we always show love to Ohio and we want more Ohio connection. So
well, not only Ohio, we want more Columbus connection.
Yeah.
Because we get a lot of cats from Ohio. We get a lot of cats from the land.
Yeah,
we get a lot of cats from Youngstown too.
Yeah.
But really no one from the bus itself. And that's the thing. Okay. And the thing is, DJ, you was listening, remember we was listening to independent artists trying to find someone good to play on the other show. And what did we do? We was like, no, we can't. Cause we cannot be responsible to play bad music.
Right.
And then he's like, man, this cat, I listen to his music. He's like, the universe is good. The universe heard me asking for some good hip hop from the bus.
Right.
So,
no doubt, bro. No doubt.
How long does it take you to write a rhyme, man? Are you top of the head type MC, or you know?
You want me to be honest, or you want me to you?
Hey.
Nah, for real, depending on the song, and there's some, I'll be honest, there's just some I haven't even finished still. It could take me years, bro.
Really?
But like, you know, because that's just, it's the feeling. You know, I could lose the feeling and then the train of thought of trying to stay on topic and gather that emotion, like the song Lurking. Like, you know, that was an emotion I gathered from, you know, personal experiences. You know what I'm saying? And I wrapped it up and put it on there. And then, you know, like, to really feel it, like I had to have the emotion, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes I lose it. It could take me, like, you know, anywhere. If I'm really feeling it, like, I say, like, oh, I'm hot. I'm hot. I can write a whole one like right there on the spot, you know, which is like honestly kind of rare for me. You know what I mean? I gotta really be on one to do that. But yeah, usually it take me a couple weeks to a month to make a good song.
You the old school. You got a rhyme book.
Yeah, I got a lot. I got a lot. Yeah, I put them in my phone. You know, rhyme books, whatever, bro.
Hey, okay, we got a question here. If you had the chance to collab with a R&B artist, who would you collab with?
Ooh, R&B artist, female or male, or doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, I'd love to do a song with SZA.
Yeah,
I love her sound. That shit is so sweet. I like to do a song with Miguel. He hard too.
Oh wow!
He's super raw. I love his sound. He fire. I think he'd make my song.
Wow! Okay. I see your R&B style. Okay. We gotta get to another song right now. Gotta get another song. I got some more questions for you after this song. What's this next song we about to play?
Okay, yeah, this next one is Live. This is definitely another emotion, you know, where, you know, people talking about turn up, you know. Here in Columbus, though, we got our own term. So, like, you know, while we kick it, like, we like to say live. Like, I'm about to go live tonight, you know, I'm going, you know, all the way up. Like, you know, you feeling yourself. I'm live, I'm about to go live, you know. So, that's definitely the song, I'm going live.
Was that the Hard Player song? I'm going live.
You talk about it's all the way live. That's not
I didn't look that one up. I just remember that song just trickled in my head for some odd reason. I don't know why. Yeah, it's time we going live right now.
Say that.
This is G.
Yeah.
Be right back.
OH. Buck City. Hello, Demon.
G.
Back. Shout out. Cause I'm going live, the limit is the sky. You know I'm going up, high till I die. Came from the streets, you know I gotta eat. Ride till the wheels falling off. Cause I'm going live, the limit is the sky. You know I'm going up, high till I die. Came from the streets, you know I gotta eat. Ride till the wheels falling off. Part in your program. Watch what you say, cause the school is sharper than cold names. I'm 10 toes down, just like Toe Jam. I'm up on me, and it's crazy how you still ain't got no love for me. Knowing where I came from, Charity, Lucy, no love. A lot of roses and a whole lot of guns. It's the Midwest, we do it for fun. Talking, hitting licks. Get it. This is survival with the fittest, and I hope you fit. Strong. Don't get all bent out of shape on that square shit. Another victim paralyzed, liberal homicide. I spit that venom. Ooh. Came from the bottom, now I'm a butter rim with the jam. Yeah. Game point, Shaq with the slam. Can't take no more losses, so you know I gotta win. From the jump, I ain't had much, so you know I'm giving it all I am. Whoa, doing it big for my niggas locked up in the can. Okay, give me some time, I send that bread to your fam. Cause I'm going live, the limit is the sky. You know I'm going up, high till I die. Came from the streets, you know I gotta eat. Right till the wheels falling off. Riding. Cause I'm going live, the limit is the sky. You know I'm going up, high till I die. From the streets, you know I gotta eat. Yeah. Ride till the wheels falling off.
I'll
be high till I die. I'll be low till they smoke me. Keep it G, gotta be what the real show me. Whoa. Still getting it in, you know I'm activated. Hey. I'm from the bottom, but some of us still ain't upgrading. Yeah. Running to my next dollar. Get careless about what you chasing. That same anticipation can lead to complications. Okay. Unaware of the severity of the situation.
What?
You been cloud chasing. Damn. Niggas get killed every day. I ain't the one to play with. Wonder where you at and who you stay with. Make your chest moves, don't get jumped for the occasion. One of the coldest, never holding a grudge. Even though got a chip on my shoulder, I still show love. It's the Legion, still giving a reason. An iceberg slim, I got a feeling she need it. Tryna ball hard, no Wimbledon. Watching the replays, I'm all about plays like he ain't going live. Limit is the sky, you know I'm going up. High till I die, came from the streets. You know I gotta eat, ride till the wheels falling off. Cause I'm going live, the limit is the sky. If you know I'm going up, high till I die, came
from the street, bro. You know I gotta eat. Ride till the wheels fall in.
We're going live. You know what? Yes, that's G. Live.
Yeah.
In the 08, how yo?
I know.
Got that little harmonizing thing going on there. I hear you.
Yeah, I need to put some more of that on them tracks, man.
Yeah, I
like that little break in the beat switch. That little break in there. That was a nice little.
Yeah.
That was a nice little flow. I like that. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that was my homegirl, Niecy. Her name Niecy Luther King. She made those beats for me.
Niecy Luther, is it Lufa? Lufa?
You know, Martin Luther King.
Yeah. Lisa. Luther King.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, so
she from the Natty?
Yeah, man. Okay. We went to Job Corps together.
Oh, okay.
People know about the Job Corps. Okay. You always say something in your rhymes that's gonna hit me. You said I come from the bottom, but a lot of us haven't upgraded.
You like that one, huh?
Yeah,
can we repeat that fine. Again? Come from the bottom, but a lot of us haven't upgraded.
Some of them probably don't even really get that though, too. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro, you...
we just had church. I don't have to go to church anymore. That's all I gotta say. I don't have to go to church. Okay, I know. I'm looking at the time. Okay, I gotta get to these questions. So these are rapid fire questions for you. Right now.
Okay.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Pro black. Nah, man, brother. Okay, no, this was no
scotch.
Vanilla, brother.
Butterscotch. Oh, okay.
No.
Come on, brother. Vanilla.
Okay. I want chocolate on my chocolate.
Chocolate.
No, I like vanilla too.
You like vanilla? Hey, vanilla pistachio. I'm not gonna like a pistachio. No, that pistachio is green.
I can't do green. What? Y'all mess with the swirl?
I know I can't do green. Pistachio is green.
Y'all mess with the swirl?
Well, you know me, bro. You know I done took heat. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, I got my show. I got banned. I took heat. Y'all don't feel like me. Okay. The Wizard of Oz or with the Wiz?
The Wiz.
Okay. We still got one. We still got one on the team, y'all.
Wizard of Oz.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
That was too much for me.
Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck?
Daffy.
This is my dude right here. Yeah, Daffy.
Daffy's the dude.
For sure.
Favorite sport?
Football, for sure.
Oh, you winning? You know, we had. Hey, this is a winning question. He won everything. Okay, I think this is my final question. I don't know why I kid had to ask this question. Grits, sugar, or non-sugar?
Grits. Hell no, don't put no sugar in my grits.
Don't put no sugar in my grits.
Hell nah, don't put no sugar in my rice. Don't put no sugar in my nothing.
Man, I said, bro, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I wouldn't. She made me breakfast. I can't be mad. You make me breakfast, right? And she said, grits, big bowl of grits. Then she sat down, ate grits with me. I was eating my grits, I looked over and she was pouring sugar in there. I almost flipped the table over like I was Jesus.
I might be weird because I put pepper in mine.
No, that's okay.
Yeah,
salt, pepper.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But you put sugar. I don't even know where people get that from.
Yeah, I don't know where people get that from either. So what do you have planned you know, it's you're a little dude, so it's big boy fall right now. You've been going to the fall season, right, and going into winter. So what's your plan for the rest of this year? Riding out the rest of this year, 2019. What's your plans?
Well, actually right now, I'm trying to finish out my project. It's called Theory of the Underdog. Mm. Punch the Bow Wow.
A shame. This why we just like Ohio. Just a little bit. This is what we do.
But yeah, though.
Why I'm doing this?
Yeah, I'm
like
a little mixtape.
I like that.
When mixtape drop?
I don't got a date yet. I'm still working on the songs. But the two that I just dropped, though, they're going on there, though. This is going to be like maybe 5 or 6 songs altogether.
Okay.
Just the EP. Okay. You know? And, but yeah, if anything, probably like by the end of the year, I'll have it. But like here within these next 2 months, I'll just keep dropping, you know, 2 or 3 songs here and there, though, till it's out. Till it's all finished.
Okay. Hey, you know, you're family, man. This is your home.
Yeah.
Anytime you get music, you ready to showcase it to the world, hey, drop on by, you know.
Yeah. For sure, hey, man. You know, I love
you family, man. You know what we say about family,
down, bro.
What we say about family? You can even go in the refrigerator. Yeah. That's how much family you are, bro. You know, just come through and says no. We get your music played.
About to go get that sandwich.
For sure,
bro.
Man.
Yeah, hey, you got the drink? Bro, you know where the refrigerator is?
Hey, you got some Kool-Aid?
Hey, why you in the refrigerator? Go ahead and make some more Kool-Aid.
Right. Don't put too much sugar in there.
So, how can they find you on social media?
Yeah, so like right now, Reverb Nation, I'm on there, G from the O, SoundCloud, G from the O, Instagram, I'm not on it too much, but you know, just for some visuals, it's Juice with G, G-U-I-C-E .L-O-D, just as far as those main platforms to check, you know, check out the visuals on my music, you know?
Okay, so G from the O. 2 locations, and then Juice with a G, J-U-I-C-E. And what's the rest of it? What's the rest of that?
Yeah, dot L-O-D. L-O-D, Legion of Doom.
Legion L-O-D. Juice dot L-O-D on IG.
Sure, I got the juice.
Follow him on IG. Hey, you have any final shout-outs before you take off?
Yeah, I like to give a shout-out to Ali, man, for, you know, kickstarting this back up for me again. Niecy Luther King shooting me these beats, man. I need more beats. I like to give a big shout out to you guys, man. I appreciate this opportunity. You know, God keep guiding me in the right direction and making this music and touching everybody, you know. And till next time, bro.
Sure.
That's what's up. Hey, give us a few seconds, G. Hey, thank you all for tuning in to Side Hustle Radio. You know how to follow me. Follow me on Instagram at Hef Chulo, on IG, and also on Twitter at Hef Chulo. DJ!
At DJ DEEPOISC. That's D-Poise on everything.
Yeah. Until next week, we're out.
Peace.
Join us next time on Side Hustle Radio. Find links to past shows and more. Link up with Side Hustle Radio on Facebook.